the U.S. diplomatic observers, including our ambassador, Ambassador Bruce Wharton, were in general welcomed by polling officials in both rural and urban areas, and they reported no violence or other significant problems.
You note that there were some anomalies in the voting process, such as limited accreditation and political parties interfering with the voting process. How then did you come up with a positive evaluation of the whole process?
Felt that there was respect for rule of law and apolitical policing on the day, and that these are very important things to have in order to establish conducive conditions for credible and nonviolent Zimbabwean elections later this year.
Do you foresee a free and fair election?
Well, we certainly are keeping our eyes on the process as it goes forward, and we are very hopeful that the right conditions will be set up for. You had mentioned earlier the issue over having observers. We do believe that independent observers can play a positive role in ensuring that Zimbabweans are able to campaign and to vote in a free and fair environment. We urge the government of Zimbabwe to welcome non-governmental groups that have a track record of expertise to observe freely and independently.
So what about the weekend arrests?
Well, certainly we've seen the news reports. These arrests and things are definitely something that we follow very closely. We do think that it's very important that credible civil society organizations and all the political parties be able to operate freely within the law to ensuring a credible and fair election.